whose father was rich.
Beautiful. You wouldn't believe how much trouble people have trying to get that particular sentence. That's exactly the way they want it. Inside a cherry, the part you don't eat is the
pit.
And inside a peach?
The seed.
Is there something inside the seed?
There is something inside the peach seed. What is it? The heart.
Okay. What is the two kinds of peaches, really. One where it breaks away from the seed and
the
one
seed.
Where it doesn't. What do you call the two kinds?
I don't know. One is an Albretta, but that may be just a species of peach.
Which is that? Does that break away or not?
I think the Albretta has tendency to cling.
Oh, okay.
Does it?
Would you say cling peach then?
I'd say cling peach.
How about the kind that does break away?
It's not a free peach. It's a, it's ragged, I guess.
Some people say clear seed or clear stone or free stone or...
Yes, they're free stone.
Okay. And for the...
That's what they are.
For the other kind, you said cling. Some people say press peach. Do you know that term?
No.
Okay.
The cling peach is smooth and dignified.
On the outside, you mean?
No, I mean when you break it or cut it. But the freestone peaches are ragged, I think.
Okay. Then the part of an apple that you don't eat.
Is a core.
And if you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, what are you making?
You're making dried fruit.
Did you ever hear them called snits?
No.
That is definitely not a Gulf States word. Nobody ever knows. There's one German record that I transcribed, a German guy living in Texas, and he gave a German term for that sounded very much like snits, so I think it must be a German word.
It must be.
And what is the kind of nut that you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Oh, that's a peanut.
Do you have other terms for peanuts?
Goober.
Anything else?
Peanuts and goobers. No, I don't think so.
How about ground pea?
No.
Pender?
No.
That's all I know. Okay. Then what is the kind... Well, what are some other common kinds of nuts?
They are... Brazil nuts. Strange I would mention that. Because
why is
I
strange?
Love them.
Is that your favorite kind?
I do love them. No, because I love cashew.
That's my favorite kind.
Pecan. Hazelnut. Macadamia.
Getting fancy. I don't even know how to spell that.
That's
I'll put it
pistachio.
Pardon?
Pistachio.
Yes.
And there must be some other kind.
Yeah, there's a kind that's eye-shaped. It's in a candy bar called a something joy.
An almond.
And then there's a kind that's often called a black something or an English something.
Oh, that's a walnut. An English walnut.
Yeah. Now, with walnut, when it first falls from the tree, it's in a green cover.
Yes.
What's that called?
I always call it a shell.
All right, and then when you take the green cover off, what is the hard thing inside?
It's still in a shell.
Two shells.
Two shells.
Okay, good. The kind of fruit about as big as an apple that's, I can't say the color without telling you the name of the fruit. Citrus fruit.
As big as an apple.
Yeah. People make juice from it and drink it. Not grapefruit. But
it's not a grapefruit.
Smaller.
Smaller than a grapefruit.
Bigger than a tangerine, but the same color as a tangerine.
An orange.
Yes. And if you had if you had had some, and then there were not any more, you would say the
orange, the oranges are gone.
Yes, very good.